Bucky's Basement.
What you're about to do.
Welcome to this week's episode of Bucky's Basement. I'm Bucky, and as always, in the basement with me today, I have Old Boy.
Howdy do.
And Juicebox.
Hello.
And we are back with something that we haven't done in a while. We hope you guys are excited. We did some research, and it turns out these are some of the most listened and watched episodes that we put out.
People love to hear us break up with stuff for some reason.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what it is, but man.
Because
they like it.
I think they secretly want to break up with these things too. And they love hearing somebody else do it. Maybe it gives them the confidence to go along with a breakup.
Yeah, you think there's a lot of people out there that wanted to break up with Jack White?
Not as many as you would think. But there's probably a lot that wanted to break up with fast food.
Yeah, for sure.
Star Wars.
I don't know about Star Wars either.
Probably.
Technically, you're not still broken up with Star Wars?
Yeah, of course I'm broken up with Star Wars.
Did you see her a couple of times between now and then?
Not at all.
You're sure?
Very much so.
Okay.
The more impressive one is that you broke up with Amazon.
Cold turkey. No Amazon.
That's something else I bet somebody, you know, people out there want to break up
with. Right. They want to. You can. You can cut that cord.
No, you can't.
No, you can.
I think we've proved it. You cannot break up with Amazon.
I did, and I've not ordered anything since September.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's possible. Impressive.
And
yeah.
No Amazon Prime movies?
I mean, no, I don't have Amazon Prime as of right now. My subscription ended in February.
No books?
No books.
Okay.
I bought books elsewhere.
Nice.
Have you thought about Jeff Bezos any in the last 6 months?
So much. So much. I've thought about Jeff Bezos. I mean, near constantly. That's tough. But
I've replaced my shopping habits with just daydreaming about Jeff Bezos.
That's right.
It's like when you break up with a significant other and you still kind of have dreams about them from time to time.
Yeah.
We are back to actually Old Boy.
It's kind
of famous on this series of breakup letters because Old Boy decides to break up with like the biggest things out. Like it's almost like a cheat code or low hanging fruit. He opened this whole series with breaking up with Star Wars, which was big because if you know him, he was a massive Star Wars fan growing up.
Yep.
And in his adulthood. Why do you make that face?
I was thinking about childhood and adulthood, but go ahead. Sorry, I was just...
Which one was bigger, Star Wars-wise? Childhood or adulthood?
I don't know. I feel like I'm still in my childhood.
Fair enough. He comes back after that, breaking up with Amazon, something that owns the world and every little thing that you do, possibly even your thought process. And now he's back to break up with something else, which we've all... at this table experienced, and I opened this episode, prior to this episode, I had to step outside and have myself a cigarette.
Yeah. This week, I'm breaking up with tobacco, or in the South, tobacco.
Backy.
So it's all tobacco. I thought you brought smoking to the table.
I'm a big secret closet chewer.
Okay.
It's tobacco.
It's all tobacco. Are you breaking up with nicotine?
Yeah, I guess nicotine. I'm not going to vape or anything like that either. I never really got into vaping. I tried e-cigarettes once upon a time to try to quit smoking, but it didn't. It was like just a weak cigarette.
It's not going to help you quit smoking.
It was a poor substitute.
Not at all, because it makes like smoking more accessible.
Right.
Because like, you can do it in your house easier again. Like you don't smoke a cigarette in your house nowadays, but people vape inside their house all day long.
Yeah, you can now smoke in the shower, you know.
Because there's no lingering smell.
Revolutionary.
Look, let's go back. I've actually smoked a cigarette in the shower before.
Okay. I'm with
how?
You just kind of, I mean, not everything's wet when your back is to that, you know, stream. So... I've definitely in college before probably, you know, crushed Bud Light and smoked cigarettes in the shower.
Interesting.
Trying to get ready. I was in a rush.
You're in a rush? You're like, man, I'm going to puff this.
Rush, so I'm still going to smoke in the shower.
That's interesting. I don't want to think about that anymore. So should I just start the breakup? Everybody knows what tobacco is. I'll tell you something that I found interesting thinking about this earlier was that we might be one of the last generations that smoke also.
Yeah.
So this might be like a whole dying breed kind of conversation. But I
completely disagree with that. There are some major corporations out there that will not allow that to happen.
Do you think, but kids aren't smoking nearly as much as like we smoked.
No, yeah. They're vaping. Like they're that's vaping. Why there's, you know, TV commercials all the time about like the, you know, the hazards of vaping, and it's all like high school kids.
Okay. Right. Yeah. I guess that's a nicotine thing, right? I'm with that. But
so I,
all right. So let me just get down to my vice, and it's smoking cigarettes.
Okay.
And all right, no, go ahead. What are you going to say?
I just want to follow up on this vaping thing because I know they don't listen and I don't really allow my children to listen, but I do smoke. Oh. And occasionally I vape as well. I try not to. Like, you know, I would love to just quit this vaping thing. But the problem is, and the reason I really started vaping was Bridgestone Arena, right? So they used to let you go outside and smoke, like smoking decks out smoking front. Yeah. And then they cut that shit off. And to me, going to a 3-hour concert or a hockey game or something like that,
right?
Like I have a problem with smoking. And, you know, I want you to break up with it, but I want to say this because I started vaping for reasons like that. And once in a while, I'll keep a vape in the truck or whatever. And Asher, my 14-year-old stepson, who's in the 8th grade right now,
right
here in Nashville, he gets in the truck and he sees that, and then I overhear him and his mom in the kitchen when I got back. He didn't mention anything in the truck. I didn't know if he knew what it was. And we get back to the house, and I overhear him in the kitchen telling his mom, "Adam's got a vape," and I hear his mom say, "He's an adult."
Right. All right. I mean,
yeah.
You know, it is kind of funny because like smoking so taboo now, like places are not like Bridgestone, not allowing people to even smoke outside and have reentry. So
society's made a huge effort at quitting or having people quit smoking. Society's made a major push.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, we're thinking, you know, less than half a decade ago, you could smoke on airplanes. It was common to smoke in your house and riding down the road with all the windows up, which still occurred to me in like the 80s.
So that's why I think like smoking cigarettes is probably potentially on the way up, right? So let me and I also want to preface it with like I don't smoke all the time. I quit like everyday smoking. I don't know, before my kid was born, maybe 10 years ago, and I only smoke when I drink now, but it's still a bad habit, and I want to kick it up. And this easily could have been Juice Box's episode. Because he's quit and
fairly recently, like because it was the same thing for me. I feel like I'm interrupting your story, but same thing for me. Like I would just only smoke when I was drinking, but then I would find an excuse to like drink. Same. You know, I'd like I want to go out and drink on a Wednesday just so I can smoke six.
Exactly.
That's so backwards.
It is, right? But it's
but for some reason in your head you're twisting it around to be like I'm not really a smoker. You know, exactly. I'm just drinking beers and having a cig on a Wednesday.
Exactly. So I'm definitely taking inspiration from you on that. So all right, let me get to it. It certainly wasn't love at first sight. I hated cigarette smoke as a child. But it was everywhere. It stank. It got in your clothes and your hair and your room. Car rides were noxious. The only adult in my life that didn't smoke was my dad. Literally every family member smoked. Mom, grandparents, aunts, uncles, you name it. Friends, family. Everybody smoked. Huge presence in my childhood, and I hated it. I'd say circa 1990, we stole a pack of Virginia Slims from a buddy's mom and smoked it down by the creek, and it was terrible. And like, oh, go ahead.
Well, I was just gonna say, why is it always like the worst pack of cigarettes is the pack of cigarettes that you steal the first time? No one steals a pack of Marlboro Reds, I'm sure people do, but I feel like me and my friends, any pack of cigarettes that we stole from like somebody's parents was always like the shittiest cigarettes ever.
Right, Virginia Slims or like Pall Malls.
First, hey, Viceroy. Our first one was step aunt's house, probably 8-9 years old, and it was like L&M menthols. Ooh, and it was always L&M's. Menthols. And that should have said something to me right then. Like, you know, hey, Bucky, this might not be the path for you.
This is harsh.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
It leads to menthols.
It's like a
right.
premonition or whatever. It was like, hey, in 10 years, you're going to be tempted with this again, and you're going to have to make a decision.
Right.
So was this awesome?
Yeah, was it awesome? It was not awesome. It was terrible. Like, tasted like shit, and we're all like, eh.
How old were you?
I was probably about 8 or 9.
See, I don't feel like I tried to smoke until I was like 12 maybe or something. I don't feel like that was that young.
Yeah, we were pretty small, and it was still pretty goofy. Like, you know what I mean? It was just it's a weird, goofy experience. And then that same buddy that stole him from his mom got caught smoking in his bedroom, his stepmom's cigarettes or whatever, and got caught and then confessed. And and his mom called my mom, and I got in trouble for it like days later. It's dumb.
For him smoking, or he told on you?
Told on me.
For smoking in his stepmom's room.
No, that's just it. I wasn't there. And somehow I got in trouble about it. It was dumb. Things like that happen all the time.
This story doesn't add up.
No, it doesn't. No, that's what I'm saying. So like, I remember his mom called my mom and was like, so my mom was pissed. She's like, you're gonna have to go home and tell your dad. And
you're in trouble.
Yeah, like, right. I'm gonna be in deep shit. So I go home and I tell him, and he was like, will you do it again? I was like, nope. He's like, all right. I was like, oh, great.
I also wish moms had more power back then, right?
Oh.
It's like, if you think of that saying, you're going to have to go home and tell your dad now, right?
Right.
It means I wasn't intimidating enough.
Yeah.
So now you got to go to the dragon or the final boss or whatever it is.
No, it's usually because your mom didn't beat you, your dad did, right?
Okay. Like, I guess probably that's true.
Yeah. But man, I was dreading it, but I came out unscathed. So, all right, now, fast forward to high school, because I doubt I smoked again until, I mean, maybe. I'm sure we probably tried it again somewhere, but nothing stuck. So we got to high school, and everyone smoked, if you were cool. I used to joke on my buddies that smoked, man. Like, all my buddies smoked, and I was like, what are y'all doing, dude? Like, you don't need to be smoking.
See, that's why we've been together so long, is because I didn't start smoking till the day I turned 18, and that's a story for later on. But that's probably why we're still friends, is because you didn't joke on me all
maybe.
That time.
I feel like we weren't friends until later, though.
Maybe. Acquaintances.
No, the thing is, it still hit me when I was 16, because I also started smoking other stuff, and like,
yeah.
And I started smoking Black and Mild, and that's what got me. So I was smoking Black and Mild and smoking weed. And then,
do you inhale those? Always had this question. Do you inhale Black and Milds?
I did when I smoked them. Too. And those things are so terrible for
you.
It's
got to be worse than cigarettes, right? You're inhaling a cigar.
It is.
And it's like probably like the shittiest tobacco there is. It just has like the flavoring or scent or whatever on it. So it smells like better than a cigarette.
Right. Yeah.
It does smell good.
If it even does, if that's the case.
And it got me hooked on nicotine. So then, because you can't be just walking around smoking Black and Milds at 16 all the time. And then I'd be like, well, I get, you know, give me a cigarette, and then boom, I was smoking cigarettes. And that's what got me, man. That's what got the hooks in me.
Something about a Black and Mild just feels more classy, though. That something about that tip on it, man. I don't know what it is. Yeah. Like, you just feel classy walking around smoking a Black and Mild.
It is true. I did like it.
Maybe it's not classy, but it's something.
All right. So from there, I smoked all through high school and through college, post-college. And I was maybe a pack a day at my height. And I think, like, when drinking, it was probably 2 packs. Like, you know, I could go through a pack in a night. But I would say I was probably a pack a day at max.
It's like my grandfather.
What, 2 packs a day?
Rolling through 3 like it's nothing.
Like, what? How do you have time to smoke 3 packs of cigarettes in a day?
I guess
it was
smoked in the shower.
I was going to say, I think you just chain smoke all day.
I was going to say, yeah, it was when it was more acceptable. Like, you could only smoke at the office and smoke it wherever.
Yeah, you only stop for meals and Water. Drinks of water.
Cigarette before, like when you wake up and before you go to sleep.
It's the first thing you reach for. Like now it's your phone. But it used to be just that good old pack of Marlboros.
Oh yeah. And of course you know it's bad, right? Like you, like I knew it was bad, but I was in love with it, man. I mean, I loved smell. I mean, I still do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no point in lying about it.
It was all that Camel marketing.
That's what it was. Joe Cool marketing. Fucking Joe Cool. I smoked Camels at one time. There's nothing like smoking after a beer, a meal, sex, any excuse, any weather. Smoking all the time. Bedtime? Do y'all ever smoke in bed?
I've never smoked in bed.
Really? All right.
I've never smoked in bed. I have a bad story about this one time I was digging holes for a company, and I had to go on this out of town, and we stayed at this hotel, and I had to room with the main dude, like the foreman or whatever.
Yeah.
And this dude, I remember walking in a hotel room. It's like one of those indoor-outdoor ones. And he is laying in his bed, like full, like side Playboy pose, just big fat dude, smoking a cigarette and watching like NASCAR highlights on TV.
I mean,
and I turned around and sat outside of that fucking room, just down on the concrete, staring at a parking lot. I probably slept there. I can't remember. It was the weirdest thing I've ever encountered in my life.
Man. Yeah, sharing a hotel room with a coworker like that, man, that's the worst.
That is tough, man. But basically, I smoked all the time, man. Smoke breaks at work were the best.
Yeah.
I mean, like going outside. I got caught in high school, man. I've told y'all this story. I'm 16, 17. I'm standing outside smoking. Got my back to the parking lot. And my buddy's, I'm talking to my buddy and he's smoking and man, he puts a cigarette out and just goes inside. And I'm like, man, what the hell? I turn around and it's my dad. He had just pulled up and my kid brother's in the passenger seat, ear to ear smiling. Like he's like, got you. And,
this sounds like a sitcom.
It felt like it, man. And like, he was like, I was like, do I put it out or what do I do? So I just kept smoking. I was like, I'm busted, but what are you going to do? And, he's like, well, if I told you not to, you'd probably just smoke to spite me, basically. Like, you know what I mean? You'd just rebel and smoke anyway, right? And I was like, yeah, probably. He's like, well, I wish you wouldn't. And that was about the extent of it. Man, I wish I had just quit then. But I didn't. I was too cool.
See, I feel like people are just going to try to smoke if they're going to try to smoke. Exactly. Does that make sense? Like, you know, because we've all had the same like anti-smoking propaganda pushed on us like since we were kids or whatever. Like we've all had the same education on it. Like some people just choose to never smoke a cigarette,
right? And I think he knew that. He's like, man, if I tell you not to, you'll probably just do it anyway. Like if you're gonna do it, you're gonna do it.
Yeah, and exactly.
Speaking of smoke breaks at work, do you remember the Holiday Inn smoke break room?
Very well.
It was like the airport smoking room.
It was. Oh, it was. It's in the back hallway at the end, right before you could go outside. Double doors. Literally, you had a choice of opening these double doors and walking one step outside or one step to your left in a glass enclosed room where you could smoke in there,
like smoking at the airport.
And that's where the hotel employees went to smoke.
Right. So gross.
So obviously, in the winter, it makes sense.
Right.
But in the summer, they have like air conditioning on in there, which is also just really weird. But it also reminds me of the grand old times of paying $5 in B&A and being able to go in that smoke room right before you get on your flight. I feel sorry for anybody who sat next to me on flights from like 2000 to let's say 2015 when they, you know, finally cut that room off.
Oh, yeah.
Is that when they cut it off?
It's been years. I mean,
it has been a long time. I only used it once. I think it was maybe before your bachelor party or something like that.
Sounds right.
I used it all the time. I used to frequently seek out smoking places in different airports. And it's always funny the reaction you get. Like, either they're like, what the fuck are you talking about? Or they're like, oh, yeah, so you need to go down this hall up two escalators and it's next to Burger King. And like now you're on like a, you know, a chase to find the smoking room before your flight.
You're right. Yeah. Or you go outside and have to go back through security.
That's addiction, folks.
Yeah. I mean, my first trip to New Orleans, I went outside and came back into at the airport to smoking.
I've done that 3 times now. Like, gone through security, and like, I'm sitting at a bar, and I'm like, you know what? I think I have time to make it outside, and all the way back through security. Right. And I've done it like 3 times.
I've done it too. It's no joke.
That is insane.
So, I could go on and on about smoking, and I guess basically shit got old, man, and it's dragged me down. And I always said I'd quit at some point in the future. You know, it's always like pinpointing something, like when I turn 30 or 40 or whatever, or when I have a kid. And like I said earlier, I did quit in a fashion. Before my kid was born, I made a strong go of it, cold turkey, 3 months. I had to quit drinking, like we were talking about. I had to quit drinking to quit smoking.
Yeah.
Because that's my biggest trigger. And flat stopped, and I was a maniac in those 3 months. I really don't remember. I just remember being like just on edge. It sucked.
But you weren't like full time smoking then, right? You were just smoking when you were drinking, or you were just
I quit drinking that much and then smoking that much. Well, no. To quit smoking, I quit drinking in the 3 months also.
Right. Oh, so that's why you were going crazy.
I was going crazy.
Gotcha.
I lost 30 pounds when I quit drinking, and which kind of shows you how maybe I should give up drinking. Drinking also. And I think...
Did you not smoke during that time either?
No, that's what I'm saying. I had to quit smoking, I had to quit drinking.
So when you weren't smoking or drinking, that's when you lost 30 pounds?
In 3 months.
In 3 months. Damn, man.
Right. We were kind of talking about how fat... Like, not fat, but I was probably...
Yeah, yeah, have been.
You weren't smoking Ben Affleck.
I wasn't smoking Ben Affleck, but I was a little heavier, right? So I was like, but I quit drinking and smoking for 3 months, and thought I was out of it. But Juicebox, I think it was at your wedding, I think I picked up smoking again.
Yeah, and don't put that on me.
I'm not putting it on you, but it was a party, and I was like,
that was a party.
I was like, man, give me one of those Pall Malls, man. And then,
and I probably did,
and I went back to it, but I've been very strict. I've only smoked when I drank since then. And but it's just time. It's time to just give that up. And maybe I'll have to quit drinking for a little bit too.
I tell you what did it for me is like, cause I was down to, like I said earlier, just, I didn't smoke either when I wasn't drinking. That was the only time I would have cigs.
Yeah.
But I got sick back in October, like for a month and a half. Like I had some kind of chest cold for like forever, it seemed like.
Right.
And that just helped me get past it. Like, it was kind of like the cheat code to get past smoking, because there's no way I could smoke, like, with this chest thing I had going on. So it was like, and I still had a couple beers, like, you know, a few times, and it just helped break that cycle.
Hell yeah, man.
So just get sick.
Yeah, yeah.
It's that easy. Trust me, I've tried.
Just get sick. Now, you've quit. You quit. When we first met, I think you had quit.
Yeah, this is the second time I'd quit smoking. The first time I quit smoking, I guess I was more of a smoker.
Right. Yeah, like more everyday smoker.
Yeah. I mean, I still wasn't like full on. Like, I never smoked like when I first woke up or anything. I just couldn't like stomach that thought. I don't know. It messed with me. But yeah, I was more of a full on smoker. I think maybe I quit when I first got together with Dana. Like, I think that's when I quit smoking.
She wasn't into cigs?
No.
Dana never smoked, did she?
No, she didn't smoke.
Yeah.
I've tried to quit for girls, or hide it for girls.
Right.
You told me that your mother has never seen you smoke a cigarette, which I find mind-boggling. Do we have to cut this?
No. Why would we need to cut it?
Because she knows you smoke, right?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I figured she did, but
so yeah, my mom, as far as I know, unless she has come around the corner, and I'm sure that's happened once or twice, but I've never openly smoked in front of my mom. I don't think my dad knows to this day that I've ever smoked, which is insane.
That is insane.
That is nuts.
Because I got good at it. Like, it's sad. I mean, for those of you that don't know me out there and you're listening from other places or watching us on YouTube, and you're not friends or family with us, because we think that that's all that listens here, but I smoke a lot more than anybody I know. And that's sad to say, more than anybody I know. It wasn't always like that. You know, I started the day I turned 18. I thought it was a right. I thought it was a privilege The day I turned 18, I can't drink, but I now am legally able to buy cigarettes. I never smoked a single cigarette, weed, or took a sip of anything prior to the day I turned 18.
What?
That I swear.
Insane.
So you turned 18 was like, well, here we go.
It almost was. It was like no rebellion kidding. Or whatever. I think there was one time prior to 18 that I found a cigarette butt on the ground and I went back in the woods to smoke it. And then I came back inside and my mom was like, you smell like smoke. And I said, no, I was shooting off fireworks. And she said that she believed me. There's no fucking way that you could confuse the two smells. Yeah, right.
Right.
But I somehow played that off because I also learned over the years that I'm a pretty good fibber.
So your mom has thought you've been shooting off fireworks
for the first time. He's got a firework addiction, not a cigarette addiction.
Yeah.
Buggy's just been out there shooting off fireworks.
See, that's what I don't get, though. How the people could not understand or not know that you were smoking like your dad. Like, if you're smoking, you smell like cigarette smoke. And if you're not a smoker, you can smell like when somebody has been smoking.
So I'm convinced that I got really good at it. I found the right soaps. I found the right, you know, methods of like keeping it away from me when I needed to, right, because I'm a smoker. So there are certain situations you get in where you don't want to smell like that. You're in close quarters with somebody. So I got pretty good at the lie. I call smoking the lie, right?
Okay. Okay.
Because my whole life, it's been a lie to almost everybody that I can keep it from.
Right.
See, I'm always hiding. I'm always lying. I'm always, you know, coming up with little white lies of where I'm going or where I've been.
Right.
Like still to this day. Well, yeah. You know, with my kids sitting at the table and like right. I step up after dinner and like I gotta make a phone call. I did that shit last night, man. Yeah. And
shoot this firework off.
And I don't look at it, but it's just a.
I don't think that would work on these kids.
No.
Dad's just going to go shoot this M80 off.
But it started like, you know, 18 buying cigarettes. I went to college and was fucking buying cigarettes for everybody on my parents' dime. They give you that little card in college to use on food and shit. Well, yeah. Back then in 2000, you could go across the way into this little corner mart that sold sandwiches at University of Tennessee and literally buy cigarettes on your food card. That's so crazy. I like depleted my entire food card buying cigarettes for people in like the dorms and stuff. And I'm sorry if my mom's listening, like I'm sorry for everything I've caused you, but
I mean, as long as you're going to give it up, are you going to give it up?
Because it was cool, right?
Hell yeah.
And then I graduate college and now I'm a smoker, but like, I'm not like a legit smoker, right? I smoked every day, yeah. But I'm talking like a couple of cigarettes here and there. Like you said, when you drink, it gets a little right. bit more elevated. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't like a full-on like smoking packs a day smoker. As I got older, and I was like you, Juicebox, I couldn't stand smoking before at least the first meal of the day.
Yeah.
Like, and it was disgusting to me. Mm-hmm. And now it's not so much anymore. But then I tried like Old Boy said, and this is just my progression. This is after I bought my first house. I tried e-cigarettes or vape or whatever the original ones. They like look like literally cigarettes.
But yeah.
They're not these big like hunk of things that you hold in your hand and right. you see people and you're like, do you even have the pocket space for that big old thing? No, they were like the skinny ones. And I did that for a while, probably 3-4 months, and I didn't smoke a cigarette. And when I stopped doing that and ordering those pods, I smoked twice as much as I did before I went on those things.
Really?
And that's why I say vaping is a problem.
It's
I think
worse.
I've done it. I think vaping is more of an addiction than actual cigarettes.
Yeah.
Damn.
Because you can do it more. You can do it often. You can do it anywhere.
And you don't realize like how strong those, like how much nicotine you're getting, I think, with like each hit on the vape.
That's a good point. Yeah.
It's probably like way more concentrated than a hit off a cig is.
And they have those vapes because I know this from experience that like I went into a gas station the other day and he goes, you want like that just standard like disposable one or do you want that one where you can turn the heat up? And I was like, turn what? The heat up? He's like,
spicy
yeah, you can control it. So you can control the nicotine that's coming out of every hit
okay.
or the intensity of the hit or whatever.
Man, I'm glad I'm glad I'm quitting. That sounds like too much, man.
So like you, at the same respect, I quit when I found out what I was having a kid, and for 3 months, yep. And that's when I went on the patch. And dude, I did the whole 12-step patch program for like 3-4 months, and it literally made you sick to your stomach to smoke a cigarette, and it gave you the most fucked up dreams because you are injecting nicotine into your body while you're sleeping.
Dude,
all right.
I tried the patch too, and I was looking forward to the nightmares, and it never happened.
It was so intense.
It never happened for me, and I'm very disappointed in that.
Yeah, it's like when you quit smoking weed.
That's why I quit the patch.
Yeah. It's like
went back to six.
When you quit anything you're addicted to, that's, you know, you get that withdrawal things, and right. I think it affects other parts of your life and your body.
Yeah,
it does.
So I did that. I did the patch, and I kind of like the patch because at the same time, again, at the end of the night, a couple of nights, like every 3-4 nights, I would go outside and try to smoke a cigarette, and it would just make me sick.
Oof. Yeah,
and maybe that's what I needed.
Yeah.
But then the kid was born, and I don't know what triggered it, but went back to cigs. And now...
It's a slippery slope, too, man. Like, you can't just, like, casually smoke, you know? Or, right. You know,
once you've been a smoker. Sounds like you guys can.
No, I mean, it wasn't for me because I quit smoking for the longest time, and then I started hanging out with you guys, and I started smoking again.
Oh, like, now you're blaming us?
I'm not blaming you.
It is kind of true, though.
You should blame us. That's all we fucking did.
It is.
I mean, it was my own choice, but, you know, it slowly happened. I would bum a smoke here or there from you guys, and then, you know, next thing I know, I guess you guys probably remember, I would buy you guys a pack, and then I would bum cigs from you all night. And then I just started buying my own pack, and I would have a pack of cigs that would last like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That would benefit me a lot. Because I've smoked so much over the years and so many cigarettes, but I've also given out so many cigarettes.
Right.
It's like I could probably collect cartons on cartons on cartons of just single cigs, Lucy's, that I've given out over the years to my friends.
Oh, yeah.
Because they know that I'm the fucking dealer. They know that I'm the smoker. And that's like when I said that earlier, I smoke more than anybody that I know. It's true.
I always thought that's why you smoke Pall Malls, so people wouldn't ask you.
I feel like I've turned some people onto Pall Malls over the years.
No way, man.
No, because I've never seen anybody buy a pack.
I've never seen anybody else smoke Pall Malls, ever.
That is true. Again, I think it was my grandfather smoked, and I always saw that emblem or that symbol in the garage or whatever. And so
that's the reason you smoke Pall Malls?
That's how I started. And Pall Malls used to have unfiltered cigarettes, and that's honestly how I got started, and that died really quickly.
Yeah.
Because those things are no joke. I don't even think they make them anymore.
That's old school turning up the heat.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to inject this tar right on top of your lungs? Yeah, it's so bad. But now, I mean, it's okay. Let's talk about this because I went through the excuses, I think, over the years of like, I love cigarettes, right? I love smoking cigarettes. And that your brain is saying, I love that cigarette after dessert or after sex or after a run or any fucking activity that I do, any accomplishment that I have, any frustration I have, it's just there's an excuse for it every second of the day. Right. If you really look for it, an excuse for it. Of course, I think it's bad. Of course, any idiot out there, nobody thinks like smoking's good for you, right?
Not anymore,
yeah.
But some people at the same time, and I'm not making an excuse here, I've seen somebody smoke until they're 90, right?
Yeah. Sure.
And like they've been smoking since they were 4, according to Nick Cage movies or shit like that. Like what happened back in the day.
They won the nicotine lottery, man. But like
the lung lottery.
The lung lottery
is what it is. And I want to quit. I want to stop because I've said this before and I'll continue it. Like, it's the big lie I've been telling everybody my entire life and why I'm disappearing and why whatever.
That's true.
If I could count up all of that time that I've missed, all of those conversations I've stepped away from, all of the bars I've had to go outside, all of the
dollars you've spent on it. Think about the money you've
spent. All the concerts when I walked outside and they just busted into like something they hadn't played in 10 years, you know? And you're like, damn, I missed that. Because of this addiction. I think it's the number one addiction out there
of all time.
Yeah,
I don't think, because it's so frequent and it's so legal and accessible, and it's just, it sucks.
It does.
Sucks, but it's also the fear of quitting and what it's going to do to you. Like you said, I like life and I like people around me, and I don't want to turn into this person that I think is going to happen if I make an attempt to do this, because I've tried it before and I got you. Like I tried going cold turkey before. I get real fucking irritated.
Yeah. It's tough, but you get over that too.
Like, yeah. And well, and also at this point, man, there's no point in going cold turkey. Like there's so many, I know you tried the patch, but it's like, there's other options out there to try to get off smoking.
I know.
And you smoke enough to where like going cold turkey is going to be like the hardest thing. Yeah. It's going to be rough on your body. It's going to be rough on your brain. It's going to be rough on everybody.
So I want to get hypnotized. And I think that's the only way that I think that like this could happen. Man. But I don't believe in hypnotism. So it's going to be like.
Have you ever been to the fair?
Yes, I've been to the fair. People
get hypnotized on a stage at the fair.
I don't believe that.
a friend and a mentor of mine smoked 5 packs a day, and the way he quit was he was hypnotized. And he's a strong-willed person, so and he was like, "That's what I had to do, and that's how he did it."
Other ways to quit, because I've tried them. I've tried this several times in my life. Like I'm not just full on. I want to smoke, you know, my whole life or anything.
Right.
I've been asked to quit a few times, and it's just, I wish non-smokers out there, like, there's no way to understand.
Yeah, it's a drug. It's a drug.
Maybe
it's,
if you're into, like, cupcakes or running or, you know, something like that, like, maybe you understand, like, you can't just quit, you know?
It's a compulsion, and like you said, it's readily accessible, and it is extremely addictive.
It is.
It's extremely addictive. And I think, like you said, there's lots of triggers. And I think that's why I have to quit drinking to do it usually, because, like, when I drink, my inhibitions get lowered, and I just don't even fight myself. I'm like, fuck it, give me a cigarette. So for me to really do it, I think I'm going to have to quit drinking. But it's a drug. It's an addictive drug.
So there's this book I read a couple of years ago. Well, I don't read very much, as we've talked about.
This is one of the 12?
On this podcast before. It's one of the 12 that I didn't complete, but it's called The Easy Way to Stop Smoking. And there's a bunch of like Hollywood actors that endorse this and people that have endorsed it over the years. It was written in 1986 and been revised multiple times to include vaping and, you know progressions and whatever smoking is.
Black and mild.
black and mild, yes. I read that book, and you get to a chapter where there's like 3 left, and it says, if you're ready to stop smoking, continue on. But if you're not, put this book down and revisit this when you are. And that was 7 years ago.
You got a bookmarker in there?
got that bookmarker in there. I loved reading what I read, because you're supposed to smoke while you're reading it, and it teaches you to think about things while you're smoking. It like brainwashes you in a way.
Okay.
I don't know if I would have completed that book if it would have actually worked, because it takes me a while to read a book.
7 years.
And so I'm just like increasing my levels of smoking while I'm reading this thing. I don't know if that's, we talked about the patch. We've talked about, you know, vaping to get yourself off of it. We've talked about books, and like, there's a lot of resources out there. There's fucking state resources or city resources that you can go to. Mm-hmm. They want you. The health department wants you. Insurance companies definitely want you to stop smoking. I've read this before, and I've told you guys this before, and I don't think you believe me. You're not going to believe it when I say it right now. But I think people that only smoke when they drink are more addicted to cigarettes than people who are regular smokers.
I don't know how you're more addicted to somebody that's regularly smoking every day, because you're not smoking every single day.
Right. But like,
you don't have to wake up and have a cig. You don't have to have a cig after you eat. You don't have to have a cig after you blah, blah, blah. It's just tied to drinking.
Yeah.
I don't have to. I feel like, okay, let me say this. I don't feel like I have to have a cigarette like when I wake up. And there's some days I wake up and I'll go for a while. But then I hit that first one and it's like boom, boom, boom. and then a break, and then boom, like, and then I start thinking about when I can get one in, like what my timing looks like for the next couple of activities I have to do.
Yeah, man, I don't have those thoughts.
Yeah. Okay, maybe I'm wrong. But the reason I say that they're more addicted or whatever is because they think that they're not addicted, right? They think they only need this when they're drinking. Like, they don't have to do it during the day.
Right. But
they don't, they have more willpower to not have to smoke until I start drinking, but then I fucking start scratching and love cigarettes, right?
Right. Yeah. Well, but like that's kind of what I was saying. Once nicotine's in my system, right? I can go weeks without smoking. Months. I mean, I can go without it, but once it's in my system, I find myself like making excuses to go out and drink because I know I'll smoke. Now, sometimes I just want to go drink and smoke, but I just want to do both. But sure. Sometimes I find myself being like, man, I'm gonna go have some beers, really, because the underlying reason is I really just want to smoke. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? So it's there. But I can go without. I just have to prepare to not drink as much when I go out, because if I do, I'll backslide.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think you can do it, man. It's tough to get over that hump, the initial hump of, like, you know, not having a beer and a cig or whatever. But
it's true.
I don't know. That's, I got past it. You can get past it.
Mm-hmm. And you can.
Like, I had a beer today. Didn't smoke. Thought about it, but. Didn't do it, didn't need it. And earlier in the week, I had some beers and didn't smoke. I was in a social setting. I couldn't go smoke. So, and got through it just fine, and it was fine. I'll just have to guard myself to get through it, but I'm sure I will.
Don't pull one of the things, like, I mean, I know I've done this before in the past. It's like, I'm quitting smoking. And that just means I stop buying packs of cigarettes and just start buying.
Oh, those are my favorite.
Yeah. Oh, I quit smoking.
I quit smoking, but can I get a cig real quick? And I'm like, well, no, I'm not gonna, you know,
jump it. Yeah,
I'm not gonna be the reason that you fall off the wagon,
right?
Or is it get back on the wagon?
See, if I'm,
I don't know, fall off the wagon.
I hated those people. I quit smoking. Can I get a cigarette?
Pull me one.
Yeah.
I've been that person.
Yeah, we've all been there.
No, I enjoy the fact that. You know, Juicebox has been smoke-free since October, and Old Boy's making this effort because you only feel like you need to smoke when you need to drink, or when you want to drink,
When I'm drinking.
When you're drinking, you want to smoke, right?
Yep.
So imagine that just dialed up like to 10,000, because my fear is when I want to do this, when I quit, right? And there's reasons to quit. You know, my wife tells me all the time, I want you to live longer. I want you to be healthier and live 100%. A more prosperous life, right? But what I was saying is it's going to be turned up to like 20,000 times what you guys are going through, because I wake up every day and I'm like, oh man, that seltzer water looks good. How about a cigarette with that? You know, I just ate something. How about a cigarette with that? You know what? How about a cigarette with that cigarette while I'm out here?
Are you going to Nick Cage it?
You know?
Two cigs.
Like,
Wild at heart, cigarette smoking.
It's like, I just accomplished this minimal task, like making the bed. How about I go outside and have a cigarette?
You guys
associate it with drinking. I associate it with every single thing in life.
Every single thing you do.
Yeah.
So, and like... I don't even have to subconsciously think about it because I always have them around, right?
Yeah.
So they're always accessible. I can always reach them. And being completely honest with the world here, I still go through the fucking panic attacks when it's the end of the night. I got like 3 beers left and 1 cig. Oh, and like, tough, how am I going to fucking do this? Because I've been drinking. I can't drive to the store right now.
That's tough.
And now like my body goes through angst. And it's just like, and when I'm going to have that. Am I going to split it in half? Am I going to do half now, put it out, do half later?
Yeah.
Actually, that's giving me anxiety, making me.
It does, right? Because you understand that, because you've been there before.
I've been there.
What addiction is.
It is.
It's crazy. And it's something as minimalistic as legal things that you can buy out there, like, what is it? Like no-dos or energy drinks or 5-hour energies or I don't know.
That's my next breakup.
We definitely need to break up with 5-hour energies. They're not doing us any good in East Nashville at 11:45 at night.
They have powered me through some evenings, but man, they are rough.
Yeah, I don't even drink them at 11:45. I drink them at like 5 o'clock because it's like I got to make it over this hump if I'm gonna like hang out past 8.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we need to break up with that. I've gone to bed jawing off a 5-hour energy.
They
before.
Do. Yeah, they do mess with you.
I wish you all the best in this.
Yeah, dude.
And it's not gonna be easy, and the path will be long. And I don't think you're breaking up with it right on this podcast, and I don't expect you to go cold turkey right now.
I do have some upcoming things that are going to be very difficult to get through it. But no,
but this I is think like, you can get through it.
I think I can.
We can form a support group.
Just think, if you do get through those things,
then I'm done.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
I'll be much better off.
Stuff that you're already looking forward to that would be a smoking like opportunity.
If I can get through those, then I can get through anything.
And we're always a phone call away if you need to talk.
Mm. You'll be the one. I'll call you and you'll be smoking.
I'll just be lighting the cigarette on the other end.
You'll be like, this is how you'll start answering the phone. I'm like, damn it, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, old boy, what do you want to talk about? I'm just over here puffing a heater.
So, like, Bucky, how much time would you get back in a day if you did quit smoking?
Dude. But would I be using the time in the same way? That's the question that I have to, like, retort with. You know,
so you're smoking.
I don't know. I mean, I guess you'll never know unless you quit smoking.
Okay, so now the big thing with smoking is I can't just smoke. I'm always on my phone, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Scrolling through your phone on whatever sites I'm on, whatever pops in my head, whatever I'm thinking, I'm just smoking while I'm doing that. I feel like I would be doing the same thing inside, or if I wasn't, or if I was still around a crowd of people, but maybe not.
Maybe you'd be on social media less.
Maybe that is true. That's something that I think I'm about to break up with because I think I'm done because it is taken over my life. And when you get those little notifications on your phone once a week that says how much you were on each app, it's kind of fucking scary.
Oh.
It's like, for what? An ad every other? Let's get into that, because now that I'm getting serious about it, I think I am going to break up with social media.
Okay.
Now that I've hired somebody in my company to do social media, I don't really need it anymore. So
somebody's going to have to do our Instagram page.
Oh, shit.
Show me how you make those movie posters.
Maybe I can hire that out. Anyway, we hope you have enjoyed another episode of Bucky's Basement. There's another addiction I want to talk to you about today. It is called caffeine. And
amen.
A lot of people, man, you know, love that addiction, and we don't disagree. And the one way to get your caffeine is a delicious cup of morning coffee.
That's right. We're talking Deca Gray over here.
Deca Gray. That's the brand that we use. It is 100% Colombian and organic.
Grade A Colombian.
It is. And uncut. It will get you up and moving faster than illegal drugs will.
That's right.
And we actually have a special. If you haven't heard of Deca Gray, they ship right to your doorstep. If you go on their website, it's decagray.com, and type in Bucky's Base, that's BUCKYSBASE, you are going to get 17% off your order. It was St. Patrick's Day not too long ago, and we have made a deal with them to offer you 17% off, shipped right to your doorstep. Just go to decagray.com. But as always on Bucky's Basement, we thank you guys for listening. We love doing this. We don't necessarily love breaking up with things, but, you know, we get through them and we support each other. Unless you're breaking up with Star Wars or, I guess, Jack White or
Amazon.
I mean, some things have been harder than others, for sure.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I'm going to forgive you if you slip and slide on this one a little bit, as long as you're making an effort.
Yeah,
you know?
No doubt. But I also want you guys to call me out on it. I mean, like, you see me out smoking at Red Door, and well, you can't smoke inside Red Door anymore.
No, that was the last straw, I think.
Call me out if you see me doing it, because, I mean, that's fair. I'd do the same to y'all.
That's it.
I'll just pull the, I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed on you.
Yeah, that's it.
We are on YouTube each and every week. Go to buckysbasement.com, type in Bucky's Basement in Google, find us, tell your friends, and
tell your mama.
Stop smoking, we love you. Stop smoking, we love you.
want you to die. We don't want you to die. We don't want you to die.